This is BBC Radio 2, online on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
Now the BBC News at 5 o'clock. This is Alan Dedicote. The German pilot, feared to have deliberately crashed his plane in the Alps, is said to have hidden health problems. A military nurse who caught Ebola in Sierra Leone is free of the disease after receiving an experimental treatment. And Labour launches its general election campaign with a pledge to limit private sector involvement in the NHS. It's being widely reported in Germany that Andreas Lubitz, the pilot thought to have deliberately crashed a passenger jet in the French Alps, hid evidence of mental health problems. German prosecutors also say Mr. Lubitz tore up a sick note, signing him off work for the day of the Airbus disaster, in which 150 people died. Nick Childs reports.
Bit by bit, critical new clues have been emerging about the medical history of co-pilot Andreas Lubitz. A Dusseldorf hospital says he'd been a patient for 2 months. It's denied reports it was treating him for depression, but it's submitted his patient record to German prosecutors. Earlier they said a torn-up sick note found at his Dusseldorf flat and signing him off for work on the day of the crash supported the view he'd been hiding a continuing illness. The airline says it received no sick note for the fateful day. Meanwhile, all German airlines and others across Europe have agreed to introduce a new rule that two crew members must be in an airliner's cockpit at all times.
A British Army reservist who caught Ebola in Sierra Leone has been discharged from hospital. Corporal Anna Cross, who's an intensive care nurse, is the first person in the world to receive an experimental Ebola cure called MIL-77. She's been treated at the Royal Free Hospital in London and says that although she feels much better, she has some way to go.
I first kind of stood up on my own feet about a week ago, and I, walking around the tent was extremely, extremely hard. During the process, I lost 10 kilos, and that was with all the support they were giving me nutritionally. So I was really weak, and I think they attribute a lot of my recovery to the fact that I was in the military before and I had done a lot of physical exercise.
The Independent Police Complaints Commission is investigating three more complaints of alleged corruption in the Metropolitan Police's handling of past child abuse claims. The complaints involve a senior officer allegedly stopping a police inquiry which had evidence of child abuse by MPs, judges, celebrities, police, actors and clergy. Ed Miliband has set out plans to limit private sector involvement in the National Health Service. Launching his party election campaign, he said a future Labour government would impose a cap on the profits of private companies and poorly performing firms would lose their contracts. The Shadow Health Secretary Andy Burnham said private companies would still be allowed to work in the NHS.
There is a role for other providers in the NHS, but it should be a supporting role, not a replacement role. And that's the problem with what Mr Cameron has done to the NHS with his reorganisation. He is forcing all NHS services out to the market. And the result is we're seeing accelerating privatisation and fragmentation that arises from it.
Oisin Tyman, the Top Gear producer who was attacked by Jeremy Clarkson in a row over his dinner, has said he doesn't want to press charges. However, North Yorkshire police are still investigating the incident. The Court of Appeal has quashed the conviction of a journalist given a suspended jail sentence for making corrupt payments to public officials in return for scoops. It's being seen as a blow to the multi-million pound police investigation, Operation Elveden. Our Home Affairs correspondent Daniel Sanford reports.
None of the people involved in this case can be named for legal reasons, but an experienced former News of the World reporter, a prison officer and his friend all had their convictions quashed. They'd been found guilty last November after the jury found that the reporter had paid the prison officer for stories and that this amounted to a conspiracy to commit misconduct in a public office. But the Lord Chief Justice said the trial judge misdirected the jury. He should have given them more help on how to decide the key issue of whether the disclosures to the press had in fact harmed the public interest.
Police are questioning a man over a string of assaults on elderly victims in Cumbria. Five women and one man had complained to police in Carlisle that they'd all been slapped for sneezing in public. The X Factor presenter Dermot O'Leary has confirmed he's leaving the show. The Radio 2 DJ says that after 8 years, it's time to move on. I know the feeling. Earlier this week, bookmakers had Dermot at 6-1 to replace Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear. In the city, the 100 share index closed down 40 points at 68.55. And the weather forecast, heavy rain and gales in northern areas overnight. with widespread mist and fog across the south. Saturday, staying very windy with severe gales possible across the north of the UK. Further heavy rain is also likely, but that should clear in the afternoon, with showers following. Top temperatures tomorrow from 7 Celsius in central Scotland to 11 in South Wales and the Midlands, and 14 in parts of eastern and southwestern England. And having read it for 28 years, that's the BBC News at 5 past 5. What are you doing in here?
Well, I thought I'd come into your studio, Adele, because we couldn't let this moment pass. Not just departures from X Factor, not just departures from One Direction, but I'm not quite sure how I can understand and cope with your departure from Radio 2.
It was nothing you said. Let's just say that. It was nothing you said at all.
Is there anything we can say to tempt you back or to change your mind? No, just think. Okay, so
no.
Listen, everyone's going to miss you very much indeed. You are one of the voices of British broadcasting.
Well, you're very kind.
Those thoughts in mind, and with lots of love, we've put this together.
Oh, no.
Oh, Alan, what are we going to do without you? You really are the voice of Radio 2 and Radio 2 News, as well as The Lottery and The Weakest Link and Strictly and so on, but they don't matter compared to Radio 2. It's amazing to me that you've done so many news bulletins on my show, and often when there's a story that we talk about, you come through and you chat about it, and you're very much a part of the programme, so you'll be hugely missed.
While speaking to some parents at the end of one of the first information evenings, I was told that one of them had a contact who knew none other than the BBC's voice of the lottery balls, Mr. Alan Dedicote. Deadly, I was informed, was something of a consummate quiz master. And the parents reckoned we might be able to persuade him to visit the school to host a quiz night to help raise some much-needed cash. So it came to pass that I contacted Alan, as I came to know him, and discovered he was the most generous and accommodating of individuals.
Yes! Stop there. Move on.
Until...
Here's Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Yes.
What I'm going to miss most about Deadly is that in our office, Deadly sits just behind me. And so when I'm setting up guests, I always obviously call people up and I say, hi, it's Matt Williams from Radio 2 Drive Time. And every time I say that, Deadly always shouts out, who? Behind me. And I have to explain that person shouting, who? Is the voice of the balls, Alan Dedicote. And I'm really, really going to miss him shouting that out every time I make a call.
What are you saying, Deadly?
Can I just say
that
you've got one of my heroes on the show tonight? The lovely Milton Jones.
Milton Jones, yes, that's right.
Wordplay is absolutely brilliant. I've seen him spellbind a whole audience just by coming. You know, he ruffles up his hair and does all that business. And they don't know what to make of him. And I saw him quite a few years ago when he first appeared. It was just stunning.
Fantastic.
He wins them over within minutes.
Do you want to hang around and ask some questions?
No, because I've got I've got a fast Watford. Actually, tonight I've got Paddy O'Connell for dinner.
Really?
Yeah, couldn't get a chicken.
It's incredible. I can hardly believe Alan, the voice Dedicote, is leaving this parish. That I won't be bumping into this absolute icon in the new studio. The man is irreplaceable. I will miss him madly. You better not even think about leaving Strictly.
It's hot in here.
Hi, Deadly. It's been such an enormous privilege sharing an office with you over the past few years. I'm going to miss your wit and your sage advice and your calm professionalism. I'm also going to miss your tuneful whistling and your little dance move when you hear a funky track come on the radio, and especially the labels you put on everything, on the staplers, the highlighter pens, and on your plant, the one that says no tea or coffee. That's the right way to do things. It's very Deadly.
And Lollipop says, good morning. The housewife's bit of rough is back today. So for Mr. Deadly Cute, let's shout, hooray! His voice as smooth as an expensive brandy. Makes me quiet. Yeah.
Thank you, Lollipop.
Thank you, Lollipop. Once again, down in the basement of broadcasting. BBC Radio 2. LCD.
Deaders are
deaders. How is it possible he is leaving Radio 2? All that knowledge that he has, he is the man who lived and breathed the transmission of Radio 2. He cared when Pontop Pike Transmitter was on reduced power. He worried about whether newsreaders or travel presenters would turn up on time or be locked out. He cared so much. How will we cope without this vast brain, that huge amount of knowledge? Well, we'll probably rub along somehow, but we will miss him. Dear old deaders. But I bet he's back.
I said a hip-hop, the hippie to the hip-hip-hop. You don't stop. The rocket to the bang-bang boogie. Up jumped the boogie to the rhythm boogie, the beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to move your feet. Now the news at 2 o'clock. This is Alan Dedicote.
We love you, Alan!
Oh, you're very kind.
We love you, Alan!
Still on the lottery, still doing it for Booker's purposes, still doing Strictly.
Shameless.
And I might do the odd confession for you.
Are you heading to the X Factor?
Well, I should do, shouldn't I? That'd be good. Peter Dixon won't be very happy about that, but...
Heading to Top Gear?
I could do that. I'd drive a car.
Heading to One Direction?
Not young enough, I'm afraid.
Alan, we're going to miss you very much indeed. Thank you for everything you've done. All Request Friday was destined to start in 1986, and almost everybody listening suggested that we start with this, which we dedicate to you.
Thank you.